Each year, the Weavers Guild of Kalamazoo holds an annual sale the weekend before Thanksgiving. WMUK's Nancy Camden spoke with three members of the guild as they spun or wove.
My name's Judy Southwell. I've been in the guild almost since the beginning. I don't weave a lot anymore, but right now I'm doing advertising for the annual sale we have.
What is your background? How did this come about for you?
My background was in business, but I had two children 13 months apart when I moved here and a husband at a new job, and I had the opportunity to borrow a loom for the winter. A relative had taken it in and trade for plaster work that he did. The Kalamazoo Public Library offered classes on little tabletop looms. They furnished everything. I think it was only $3. My husband ended up having family walnut that we'd inherited that he made me a loom in the 70s. The guild meeting is once a month. It involves weavers and spinners and knitters and felters. What else?
All fiber artists. It's open to everybody, even those who do not do fiber art but are interested in it. My name is Marta Williams. About 20 years ago, I took a class at the Kalamazoo Institute of the Arts on weaving. I've been weaving ever since.
The guild started in 68, so I must have been a weaver shortly thereafter. A loom is something to make fabric out of. It can be just plain weave or tabby, which is like the paper weaving we used to do in elementary school, one over, one under. These are warp threads that are put on and held tight, and the pattern is put in with the weft threads that go the other way. And the pattern is done with both, depending on how you thread it through these heddles, which is a little piece of metal with a hole in the middle, and you put a thread through each one. And then those raise and lower based on how you push the petals on the bottom.
What's going on over here? What are you doing?
Hi, I'm Ann Meering. I've brought my spinning wheel. I had a couple of projects that I used where I spun and then wove, and I actually spun 3,000 yards to make a wrap for myself. That was a lot of work, and I did it very quickly, so I was able to finish the spinning in less than a month, and then I did the weaving over a period of maybe a couple months.
What about you? What brought you to this?
Fabric has always been present in my life. My mother sewed all of our clothes when we were growing up, so I've always been interested in fiber and fabric. It's become quite a passion for me. We meet at the Portage Senior Center. We run a little bit more than 100 members. Most of our work is to educate the public and to spread the word on how much fun weaving is and working with fiber art. We do have a sale once a year, which is the big money maker for our guild so that we can bring in our presenters. The sale features work of the members of the guild, weaving, spinning. There's yarn, there's Christmas ornaments is a big item. There's felted things. We have clothing. We have a lot of home decorations such as placemats, runners, dish towels, rugs, and wall hangings.
I have a very many times great grandmother. I have one of her linen sheets. It had a little piece of paper on it that was dated on the late 18th century. Caroline Bingham had probably been involved with the creation of the fibers and the weaving of it. And I thought to myself, well, if she could learn how to do that, I certainly could too. I continue to spin with my squeaky spinning wheel. Like it's talking to me.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.
All items in the sale are handmade by members of the Weavers Guild, who will also be doing demonstrations. The free event begins this Thursday afternoon at the Kalamazoo County Expo Center Fairgrounds and runs for 3 days.